A reading from the Acts of the Three Nephites in the Sealed Book of Mormon, chapter 11, verse 1. Now, brethren, listen to this premise. We cannot think of any more intimate and stronger union than that between God and his Son, the Messiah. The strength of this union was proved by the strict obedience of Jesus up until death, and by merit obtained by his bloodshed for our benefit. He extends to us sinners the invitation to the same sonship with the Father through adoption. And for this reason, he granted us the glory that God had given him, glory that belongs to sons and daughters, heirs of his kingdom, and therefore we will no longer be called servants nor servants of his house, but regents and stewards of your property. 2. We are, therefore, members of the family of God, in whom we are required to maintain the unity of spirit in the unifying bond of peace and love from the first day of our existence as the Church of Christ, just as I, Jonah, saw with mine own eyes when I was taken from among the Nephites and placed among the apostles in Jerusalem. 3. Where I have learned that there are many churches of Christ already established in all parts of Israel and scattered throughout all nations, being all of them churches of Christ, but who together make up the Church of Christ on the face of the earth, different in customs and tongues, formed by people coming from all the sects of the Gentiles and proselyte Jews who have abandoned their own religious opinions, customs and traditions to give way to their new way of being and feelings in their hearts. 4. People of entirely different social and cultural backgrounds, just like us, that we were introduced beyond the great waters by our ancestors who came with Lehi and his family to this land of promise, to compose to those other sheep of whom Christ spoke, which he would have to seek also for the purpose of uniting us into one fold under the command of one shepherd, having one heart and one soul, and possessing all things in common. 5. Let us therefore abandon all the barriers that divide us and be incorporated into the family of God, stripping us of evil feelings and covering our hearts of the purest and highest gifts from the Holy Spirit. There being no more between us this division between Nephites and Lamanites, nor among Josephites, Jacobites, or Zoramites, but that we are all called by the name of Nephi alone, which has been a symbol of a just and virtuous faith among all these peoples, which I have quoted, there being no distinction between the people of the church, between slave and free, man or woman, for we are all one in union with Jesus Christ. Verse 6. As for the mediations and portions which you receive in your stewardship, or additions or improvements which you make in the properties which have been assigned to you by the High Council, whether dwellings, pastures, or plantations, be they animals or any other type of resources from your stewardship, will be designated by the hand of the high priest that is in charge to keep the storehouses of the church, and he shall not touch in the things of your consecration without a consensus of the high council or by common consent of members of the order as of a general assembly of all the stewards who compose it, having these powers equal to that of the highest council for the benefit of some brother or family who have been forgotten by the authorities of the church. Nevertheless, the order to give the portion due in aid of the needy required by the voice of the people must come from the one who was appointed and ordained for this blessing, having an evaluation of the situation by the high council, followed by a support of mutual agreement among them. 7. Any portion to be distributed by the sacred order must be in accordance with the faith and capacity of the recipient, whose sentiments which form his personality and values that direct his life are not contrary to the stewardship attributed to him. But let your belief in this position be strong enough to keep you steady in your daily business without complaining or weakening. 8. Men are transformed into what they carry within themselves. For this reason, will never be truly free that a man whose soul is conformed to be a slave, since he will never behave proudly in spite of his freedom. On the other hand, he who is free in his soul will never be a slave, even if he is kept in captivity. And as soon it must be, he is respected by his posture before his masters, because nothing resigns him to this condition. 9. Behold, is this being said concerning those who occupy such a post among the Nephites? Since there should be no slaves nor free among us. For we are all active stewards in the house of a great Lord. On the other hand, it is not coherent to send away that slave who feels secure in relation to his family and with respect to his affairs, and fears in his heart not to know what to do if his freedom is extended to him, since he has spent all his life in the service of his master. To this one must be extended before freedom, understanding through a portion between his Lord, or even in some office that does not distance him from his usual duties. 10. On the other hand, it is not fitting for a disciple of Christ to keep under his control one who feels free and master of himself in his heart, and who is ready to show his capacity and the inner strength which he has so long hidden within himself. 11. Similarly, each should be assigned a portion commensurate with the values and earnings and yearnings they carry in their hearts. For just as does not feel free that a man whose soul conforms to being a slave, similarly, a farmer will not know how to correspond to the office of a builder unless there is this longing in his heart. 12. Here are the means of administering each portion and its measures to be assigned according to the stewardship among the members of the United Order of Enoch, so that they are compatible with their abilities or desires, and that they conform to their beliefs and values. This is the end of chapter 11.